Paris has been placed under a strict curfew for the first time since the end of World War II. The government called in 1,500 soldiers to the city as part of measures to beef up security. More than 150 people have been killed in the terrorist attack. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has strongly condemned the terrorist attacks in Paris. In a letter to his French counterpart, Rouhani offered condolences. The UN Chief Ban Ki-moon, the UN Security Council, the EU, NATO, and several countries, including the US, Britain, and Russia, have also condemned the terrorist attacks. Around 20 countries and international bodies have started the second round of talks on the Syrian crisis in the Austrian capital, Vienna. Participants are expected to decide which of the militant groups in Syria can be labeled as terrorists. All sides already agree that Daesh is a terrorist organization. The Syrian army has been making fresh gains in southern Aleppo in its fight against foreign-backed terrorists. The army, along with the National Defense Forces, took control of Al-Haydar town, the main stronghold of the al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra Front. The president of Iraq's Kurdistan region has announced the victory of Kurdish forces over Daesh terrorists in the strategic city of Sinjar. Masoud Barzani called the liberation of Sinjar as a strategic prize, saying that the Takfiri terrorists will be forced out of the rest of the areas in western Iraq. Saudi warplanes have bombed the Yemeni provinces of Sada and Jaf. There's been no immediate report of casualties. Meanwhile, a Yemeni retaliatory rocket attack targeted a Saudi military base in Jizan region. More than 7,100 Yemenis have been killed in the months-long Saudi war.